I've got the looks that drives a girl wild. I've got the moves that really move her. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
25 minutes away from the top of the hour, Wrestler Theme Wednesday, staples every Wednesday. You're going to hear the theme for the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, and you will also hear it for the Heartbreak Kid himself, the original Heartbreak Kid. He's BJ Milliken, Assistant Sports Director, WVUA Television, kind enough to join us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Y'all all bunkered down there in Storm Central at WVUA Television?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually at my house, which is in Mount Olive, Alabama, which if you're familiar with the geography of Alabama, Mount Olive being north of Birmingham about on I-65, about 20 miles or so, 15, 20 miles. So, yeah, I'm actually right outside of the door of my house as to keep the babies asleep.
So sorry.
No, you're fine. I just, you know, I was like, you know, I don't want to wake the baby up by being too loud, so I'll step right outside. And then when I got outside, as anyone who has eyes and, you know, can, you know, feel things with their bodies, it's cold and wet outside. I'm hot natured as it is, so I'm good right now.
No snow though in Mount Olive just yet.
No, I'm going to put on my my suspenders and go ahead and play the role of weatherman and say that it is right now. It is raining, and that's about it. It's a little chilly. There are cars going up and down my street. I live kind of on a hill, so yeah. Right now I have seen no cars doing any kind of ultra dangerous maneuvers quite yet. So it's just rain right now. So we'll see.
Yeah. So we're not far here in Hoover. So it's basically McMoney. Have you looked out the window the last few minutes? Is it just rain outside of our Tide 99.1 studios?
You know what? It's actually not too bad. It's just a couple of sprinkles here and there.
Okay. So you're not rain.
So we are all three right now in different locations.
So yes.
We're representing Hoover, we're representing Mount Olive, and representing Tuscaloosa. We can call this team coverage.
It is indeed team coverage here on Tide 99.1.
Winter Storm 2015.
Or as I prefer to call it, Oh Dear Lord, We're All Gonna Die 2015.
Milk and Bread Fest 2015.
That it is. All right. Hey, give us a little insight, though. You're off today, mm-hmm. but you've been in television for a while. Mm-hmm. Really and truly, tell us what it's like inside a newsroom when you're dealing and preparing for this. Because I know, I've seen the tweets. People get mad.
Oh yeah.
If it doesn't snow, and to the defense of Richard, mm-hmm. Richard Scott, your meteorologist who's been on with us, he's kind enough to come on today. You know, James Spann has been talking about Jerry Tracy. Everybody that does this for a living has been saying, look, here's what we think is going to happen, and here's the range.
Yeah.
They're not in charge of it, though. They don't actually control it. But
you have a hard time convincing people of that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. But you got to prep for it. So give us a little insight into a newsroom and what it's like, especially for people like yourself who may not work on the news side of things, but you do often get drug into the coverage because it's a team deal.
Absolutely. No, it is. It's, you know, they normally send out the email, and that was always an email that we would dread, you know, send out, hey, severe weather possibility on Thursday or Friday. Everyone be ready. It's going to be like this. It could change. But be ready to go out and cover whatever, this, that, or the other. The most memorable thing for me, and I'm sure for anyone listening to this station, will be April 27th with the tornadoes. And I was in sports at that time, obviously at IAT and 42 in Birmingham. So I was kind of drug into that coverage. And honestly, it was, you know, it was some of the most memorable coverage that I've ever done on anything, sporting event or otherwise, because I was able, me and Cynthia Gould were able to go to Pratt City, and we were some of the first media that were in that got on the ground in Pratt City to see kind of just the level of devastation that the tornado did there in West Birmingham. And it was something I'll never forget. And it's just, you know, like I said, it's a team mentality. When stuff like this happens, you know, the newsroom is, you know, you hate to say that it's exciting because there's a lot, you know, involved. There's a lot of a danger. There's a lot of, you know, concern of for well-being, people's well-being, and, you know, property loss, home loss, or health issues. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of factors that go into it. But for news people who have made it their career to cover this stuff and to, and it's not just, you know, if there was no one there to watch it, I mean, we wouldn't do it for fun. So right. Obviously it's stuff that people want. They need to be informed that stuff is going on. So it is kind of, you know, the adrenaline gets going, and it's a fun time, but it gets you going. It gets your blood pumping, and, you know, it's part of why you want to do the job, you know? So right. even in sports, it's fun to kind of to be in that side of it sometimes.
Well, and to be fair, when there's a major event football related, sports yeah. related, but what obviously it's ordinarily football. Mm-hmm. You see news coverage and news stories that yeah. that are tied around the football game itself. So it's
yeah.
it's not that far fetched that
no,
you would
exactly.
Have that take place where you have the crossover.
Yeah, exactly. And I forgot the most important part. 9 times out of 10, free pizza.
Hey, yeah. Now we're talking.
Exactly. That was always the best part. Now, granted, free pizza is a trade-off for sleeping in a chair. So,
yeah.
I remember, this was another thing I'll never forget, the last big snow, not last year, but it was the eve of the 2010 season, but the 2011 BCS championship game, the game where Auburn played Oregon. The ice storm that just suddenly hit Birmingham and central Alabama.
That was God just playing a joke.
It really was.
Go ahead.
Well, me and Brad Ardisi at the time, who was the sports director at 42, we were up at the station with our other producer, Chris McCulley. We were all three working on a BCS bowl special. I mean, we had our crew out in Arizona ready to cover that game. We had, you know, a big special planned for right before the game. And suddenly this ice storm hits, and we're like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? We can't go home. And if you're familiar with three of the four television stations in Birmingham are up on Red Mountain.
Right.
And 42 specifically, we're up a hill. And, I mean, it is a steep hill if you've
yes,
ever climbed
is.
That. So we had no way at all. The only person who I think got down that hill, ironically, was Mark Prater, who had a Big Daddy truck. He had one of those huge trucks with a big snow tire wheel. I don't even know.
Right.
But he somehow made it down and was able to get some people down as well. But we ended up spending the night in the sports office after we finished doing our prep for our show. And I remember sleeping. I maybe dozed in a chair for 15 to 20 minutes, but we kind of were, it was an interesting 24 to 48 hours, to say the least.
The glamorous life of a television star.
The things that we do to get content ready for the public.
Speaking of content for the public.
Yes.
Besides just witty banter back and forth between you and I, you also bring a witty top four list
yes.
to the program each week. So today,
mm-hmm.
what might that topic be?
I'm not going to stray from our topical conversation here. I was thinking about this, and as we were trying to think of, snow things, I said, you know, what are some cool, like, scenes from movies that involve snow?
Ooh.
So my top four snow scenes, and there are a lot of them. I didn't realize just how many there were before I started going through this list. I was like, you know, there can't be that many. But then I started going, oh, well, you know, The Shining had some great snow scenes. A lot of the James Bond movies had snow scenes. Here's my top four snow
All
scenes,
right.
my favorite snow scene. Number four, I could not decide between these two, so it's going to be a 4 and 4A, so kind of a two-part 4 and 4A. The first was from Kill Bill Volume 1. I don't know if you're familiar with the Quentin Tarantino.
Familiar, but never watched.
Right. Okay, well, this one, it was a great scene where the main character, the bride, what about McMoney? Does he know what I'm talking about?
I saw it.
Kill Bill?
I don't know, once or twice. I know what scene you're talking about, but I can't refer to it.
There was a slice action that happened to the top of a character's head that was pretty
Yikes.
Cool in the snow. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, the 4A part of this, maybe you are more familiar with this one, Fargo. The Coen Brothers movie, Fargo.
Yeah, not...
Crime drama.
Vaguely.
All right, we'll skip over 4. 4 is actually for someone else.
Keep going.
Okay, number 3 is Elf. Everyone's seen Elf.
Absolutely.
The scene where he's firing off the snowballs with his brother in the snow is pretty
yes.
cool. It's a pretty funny scene. So that's number 3. Number two and number one, and a lot of these seem like they're Christmas movies for obvious reasons, because, you know, in most places around Christmas it snows. I don't know what that's like exactly.
No, we wait until the start of the college baseball season before we put snow and ice on the ground here.
Exactly. Number two is a movie that I've referenced here before in the top 4 list in my favorite Bill Murray movies, Groundhog Day.
Yes.
The scene, well, first of all, the snow is prevalent in most of that movie since it's the same day over and over again.
Right.
But the scene where when they get stuck on the interstate and he goes out to argue with the cop and he tells him that the moisture's on your head. So that's a good Bill Murray scene of him trying to say what the weather's going to do and it's snowing on it.
There are no bad Bill Murray scenes.
There really aren't.
The scene
that still makes me laugh the hardest from that movie is when he's on the payphone inside and he gets hit in the head with the snow shovel. It's a very vague and small scene, but it always makes me laugh. Anyway, number one, do I have a drum roll? Frank Capra's Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life. One of my all-time favorite movies in general, but definitely my all-time favorite Christmas movie, when Jimmy Stewart is running through the town at the end when he realizes that he's back in Bedford Falls, he's running through the town and screaming Merry Christmas to everybody. Just a heartwarming scene.
Hello, hello, you beautiful old broken down building alone.
Exactly. My lips are bleeding, Birch. Oh.
Just before that, though, just before the snow starts falling, same
yeah.
scene. Just
uh-huh.
before the snow starts falling.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me back, Clarence. Bring me back. I want to live again.
Bring
me back, Clarence. I want to live.
If you'd gone any route for number one other than that.
Yeah.
I've never seen Kill Bill. I know of Fargo, never saw it. Elf, good. Groundhog Day, hadn't seen it in years, but liked it
yeah.
when it first came out.
Right.
But if you salvaged it and then some with It's a Wonderful Life.
Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go. That's a good call. Top 4 movie snow scenes plus 1 from our friend BJ Milliken.
There you go.
I've got to check. I always tend to get a little reaction on Twitter in the middle of
yeah.
your tweets here. But I think everybody's still in line at the grocery store.
Probably
trying to sell their milk and bread back in certain parts of southern Tuscaloosa County.
Yeah.
No reaction at the moment. We'll let you know if that changes.
Well, hey, if I missed any, then someone will let me know.
They will. Hey, go back, take care of the kids, enjoy enjoy the day. Hopefully you'll get some snow up there, and appreciate the time as always, buddy.
There you go. No problem. Thanks, bud.